You are listening to How to Get Over Your Ex, episode number 85, I Wasn't Worth Fighting For. Welcome to How to Get Over Your Ex, a podcast on getting over your ex without it just taking time. I'm your host, breakup coach Dorothy. Let's turn your pain into power and your heartbreak into happy. Hello, my brave hearts. Welcome, welcome. I have a lot to say today, so we're going to dive right in. We are talking about the idea that I wasn't worth fighting for. Some of you guys are telling yourself that. They left me because I wasn't worth it. I wasn't worth fighting for. I have a client in the most recent Get Over Your Ex program that brought this topic up. She got to a place in her self-coaching that I felt like was so important to share with all of you brave hearts. I know she's not the only person who has this storyline running in her brain because I've seen it in many other clients. So let's talk about it. Now, you've heard me say this before and I'm going to say it time and time again. Your thoughts create your feelings, my friends. How you feel is created by the sentences in your brain. Your feelings then fuel your action and behaviors, and then those actions and behaviors create results in your life. So let's take one moment and look at what this simple one-line thought creates. So, someone broke up with you, and you make that completion of the relationship or the end of that relationship mean, I wasn't worth fighting for. When you believe this, you feel inadequate, rejected, or maybe even unworthy. When you feel that way, you then beat yourself up. Maybe you have some negative self-talk happening. You ruminate about what you did wrong. Maybe you even withdraw from others, feel sorry for yourself. And by showing up in that way, you end up not fighting for yourself in that moment. You end up not fighting for yourself in the life that you actually want to go out and create. Now, the reason our brain thinks it's useful for us to think and believe I wasn't worth fighting for is it thinks that by saying that, we might have some control over the other person. If we could change our worth, then maybe our ex will change their thoughts about us and come back. When in reality, all it does, right, as we saw, is it just leaves us feeling inadequate and rejected and unworthy, which leads to us withdrawing, ruminating about how we are less than, ruminating about the past and all the things we did wrong, which then takes us further and further away from actually fighting for ourselves and the future we actually want to go out and create. Now, we give our ex the power to say we are either worthy or not worthy when we're doing that. We are literally saying that because this one human out of the billions of humans on earth didn't want to stay in the relationship, that means I am not worthy. Versus being like, maybe this human just doesn't like peaches. Clearly, I'm an amazing, gorgeous peach, and this human simply doesn't like peaches. It's not a worth problem, it's an ex problem. Like I said, your brain thinks it's useful to believe this. Because when we begin to think that our worth, our character, the person of Dorothy could and should be able to change my ex's thoughts, feelings, and actions, makes us think we could do something about it. We were trained to believe this. We were trained to believe that we have control over other people's thoughts, feelings, and actions. Think about how many times you've said, oh my gosh, you make me so happy. By saying that statement, you're literally saying that that person influenced your feeling, when in reality, the entire time it's been your thinking about that person that's influenced your feeling, right? Oh, he just made me feel so loved. It was never him making you feel loved. It was your thoughts about him making you feel loved. All of this is not being caused because of who you are. It's being caused by your thoughts about you. It always traces back to your thoughts about yourself. Now, the way my client put this was so eloquent, and I want to say it in kind of her words. So I'm just going to say exactly how she wrote it because it was so, so perfect. So the false reward of tying I wasn't worth fighting for to my breakup is that I then believe that I alone, my worth, my character, my person, could and should change his thoughts, feelings, and actions. This leads me to only two options. The first option is he comes back and then he validates my worth. But then the second option is he doesn't come back and then I feel rejected. So in other words, I'm leaving myself absolutely no room for feeling worthy and whole on my own by thinking this thought. The simple thought I wasn't worth fighting for is leaving her no room to learn how to feel worthy and whole on her own. What? So beautiful, right? So she then came up with new thoughts and new storylines that are moving her forward in this journey of feeling whole on her own and worth fighting for. And I'm going to share some of hers, but I'm also going to share some of the ones that I've heard from other clients who are going through the same journey in the past. So the first one is, I am worthy of the love I deserve. His thoughts created his actions and feelings, not my worthiness. His thoughts created his actions and feelings. He is the only one who can change those. I will have a family regardless of whether it's with him. And you can always take that and insert whatever it is that you want. So if it was, you know, a house, I will have a house whether it's with him. I will have my dream home whether, regardless of whether it's with him or with someone else or myself. And then the last one is like my favorite when it comes to this whole idea around I wasn't worth fighting for. And the last one is, God is fighting for me. Like, mind explosion. Am I right? You can insert universe if you're not a religious person. That's totally fine. It's like the universe is fighting for me. I subscribe to this so hardcore because I just don't believe that something bigger than me is like making mistakes. They made this human body that functions so well, the planets and all of the astrology stuff, they created that and that's functioning pretty well without any of our help, right? So clearly that higher power is always fighting for me and making everything work in a way where it's always happening for me, not to me. They didn't, like God or the universe didn't make a mistake. I love it so much. So when it comes to this idea around I wasn't worth fighting for, my brave hearts, we have got to stop thinking we are in control of other people. Please stop it. Humans be crazy, weird humans sometimes. It's so much more fun to just love them regardless. You can love them and not be with them. And when you do, you get to feel love, not them. Secondly, just decide today with me here that you're 100% worthy. It's that simple. You decide to believe you'll be alive tomorrow when you have no evidence of it. So I promise you, you can decide you're 100% worthy even when you don't feel that way. Now, the exercise I want you to do this week is actually one I learned from my dad, interestingly. So I want you to take a step back and pretend you're on an island in the middle of nowhere. It's just you, no one else. That's your life. You're just on an island, being you, knocking down coconuts, making a home, swimming, hunting or gathering and cooking. What would you base your worth on? Why would you be worthy in that moment? I think about this and I'm like, I wouldn't be able to tie my worth to accomplishments because there would be no one else to compare to. I'd have to learn to be content on my own. My worth wouldn't be tied to another human being. It wouldn't be tied to money. It wouldn't be tied to success or who my family was, what I owned. It would just be me. So how could you cultivate that mindset now so that you just decide you're 100% worthy as the human you are today? And when you do that, you recognize that you don't need someone else to fight for you because something bigger than another human being is fighting for you every single moment and second of the day. And when you believe those things, it's going to create space for you to show up for yourself and start fighting for what you actually want. All right, My Bravehearts, I love you so much. Have an amazing weekend, and I will talk to you next time. If you're loving the How to Get Over Your Ex podcast and you want to learn how to get over your ex in 3 months or less to build a life better than the one you thought you had with your ex, I would like to personally invite you to my next group course where we take everything you've learned here on the podcast and apply it to your life. Come check it out at www.lifecoachdorothy.com.